You're listening to Finance for Beginners. This is the podcast that demystifies how Wall Street investment works, including all of that confusing jargon and what it all means to you. It's explained to you by veteran investor and broker, John Lemmerman. Hi, John.
Hi, Roger. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you. So we're talking today about, I think we're going to talk about currencies. I have a question about that. We have, I keep reading about the pound versus the yen versus whatever, and versus the dollar, and I'm trying to figure out how that factors into my investments. Is that something that's going to impact what I invest in? How does that work?
It will definitely impact your investments, especially internationally. If you're looking to diversify your portfolio into international investments, meaning like in the case of Britain, if you would be buying companies that are headquartered in Great Britain or headquartered in Japan, the currency, the Japanese currency will be really important, or the British pound will be really important. As the dollar gains in strength, or as the US dollar goes up, investments in those countries will decline. The companies may be fine, they may be making money, but you're going to see them go down on your portfolio because the dollar will be going up. And so in dollar terms, those companies will be declining, and vice versa. If the dollar is going down, say, against the British pound, countries domiciled in Great Britain, you'll see those going up on your portfolio. So it's very important what's going on, especially as you seek to diversify internationally.
I see. So for example, I need to watch... watch the news, because if we've got troubles in some place, or a peace treaty has just been signed in another place or something like that, then this can affect the market as well?
So, yes, war or international events are really important, including elections. Elections are very important, whether the government is conservative or liberal. Natural disasters in other countries. All these kinds of things, but interest rate differentials are very important too. The countries that are paying the higher amounts of interest typically see their currencies appreciate against other currencies.
Cool.
The ones that are cutting their interest rates, their currencies tend to fall.
Oh, why is that?
Just very simply, money will always flow to where it's treated the best. So if there's a higher, let's say Australia is paying 10% interest on deposits, people will take their money, they'll convert it to Australian dollars and deposit in Australian banks to get that higher interest rate differential. So when money flows to another country, their currency is increasing. A big example of this is Argentina. Argentina has been an economic basket case forever, like since 1900. But this, the current president, I think his name is Milei, their country's stock market has gone up 260% since he's come in. He has made great steps in balancing the budget. They have had runaway inflation. They still have very high inflation, but it's coming down. And as the economy gets better over there, their currency has been rebounding and rebounding. In many investments, when the biggest increase in investments is often when something goes from bad to less bad. It doesn't have to even get good. It just goes from bad to less bad. There's often big returns on investments.
So as an investor, as I take a look at this, would I be investing specifically in a currency, or am I investing in a company with the idea that that company's dividends are going to be affected by that currency? So, for example, am I going to go out and buy British pounds?
No, I don't think so. An investor might have an exchange-traded fund or a mutual fund that invests in currencies, and they might do that as a diversification for their portfolio, and that fund manager may have a method of doing that, but I don't have any clients at all that invest directly into currencies. That would take a futures account and a fair amount of money and a fair amount of knowledge to get into as a separate trading vehicle.
Gotcha. So mostly what we're looking at is investments in foreign companies.
Yeah. I would almost say, and just as an example, this year, the Columbia ETF, and I think the ticker on that is GXG, that exchange-traded fund is up nearly 20%. And it's because Columbia is very rich in natural resources, and their leftist president might be on the verge of getting thrown out or elected out. And people are seeing Argentina and how Argentina made a big move. And I think they're looking at Colombia, and they're already thinking that maybe Colombia is on the verge of turning around. But a lot of Latin American ETFs are moving to the upside. And I think it's a combination of natural resources, natural resource exposure, and the dollar starting to drop against Latin American currencies.
Gotcha. So, well, I think that helps me a lot, and I hope it helps other people a lot. Thanks, John. I really appreciate your knowledge.
You're welcome.
I'm Roger Humphrey, and on behalf of myself and John Lemmerman, we thank you so much for listening, and we hope you find the information really valuable. If so, please stop by Finance for Beginners for another episode. Hey, if you've got any questions, please leave them in the comments down below. I promise we will read them. The content of this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute financial, investment, or legal advice. The opinions expressed by the host and guests are their own and may not reflect the views of their respective organizations or employers. While we strive to provide accurate and up-to-date information, financial markets are subject to fluctuations, and the information provided may become outdated or change over time. Always do your own research and consult with a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions or taking any financial actions. We may discuss products, services, or strategies, but our recommendations are not endorsements. Any potential conflicts of interest will be disclosed as applicable. We do not receive compensation for promoting any specific financial products or services. By listening to this podcast, you agree that the hosts, guests, and producers are not liable for any losses or damages resulting from your reliance on the information provided.